T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Happy to get Dr. Steve Crawford joining us this morning. He's a physician down in Jefferson County. He's also the medical director of the Festus Manor Nursing Home. Dr. Crawford, it's an honor to have you on.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So happy we could get you on here. When people hear hydroxychloroquine these days, they immediately think of some controversial drug. What is your opinion of it?
Well, I've had a long experience with it, 40 years approximately, using it originally in Africa for malaria prophylaxis. And I've known hundreds of people that were on it for extended periods of time for malaria prophylaxis. And oftentimes it's over the counter south of the equator. I haven't seen the negative reports, the heart problems that have been reported by our physicians and scientists here. So my experience has been good in the past.
So you more recently, when the controversy arose about whether or not you should use it, whether or not it was effective, how dare the president tell people he was on it? What has your experience been at Festus Manor? Because the statistics show us that the preponderance of these cases have been in facilities like Festus Manor.
Well, we were the first facility in the county to have a case. The first patient expired, I believe, within less than 48 hours in the hospital. I read the English version of the French study. And I started myself on hydroxychloroquine before the president talked about it. I thought that I would be in the environment and I'd be at high risk. And if I were to take care of my patients appropriately, I had to be there. So before I started anyone else on it, I've started myself on it. My experience has been much better than I ever would have anticipated. They were talking 30% mortality in our elderly patients. One of my friends who is a critical care specialist, when we were talking about it, his version was elderly equal with comorbidities plus COVID-19 equals ventilator equals death. And quite honestly, that's just about what our early experiences were. We experienced great difficulty being able to acquire the drug from the pharmacy that provided it for the nursing home, as well as the major pharmacy chains. I found a small pharmacy in DeSoto that was able to help us, Westland Pharmacy, and we were able to get starter packs for the hydroxychloroquine. After we were able to start our patients on that, and this was after we gave full disclosure to the families and the ones that who agreed to take the risk, we've had 100% survival.
Wow. I'm going to let that hang out there for a minute. For the ones who were accepted the treatment for their loved ones, 100% survival at Festus Manor. How many people are we talking about?
Well, we had 63 people, to my knowledge, that tested positive, and 52 people received, I believe, hydroxychloroquine through the course of the treatment. We have one who didn't originally and who is still on a ventilator, but at least 10 deaths.
Wow. So just so people understand, you were told if you use hydroxychloroquine, you shouldn't use it until they're already in respiratory distress. That didn't make any sense to you. You started using it much earlier than that, and hence your success rate is much higher.
Well, I believe so. I mean, for me, I talked to the head of the state health department and the physician who is the head, as well as the head of the pharmacy board on a conference call, the head of the laboratory, and they actually had somebody, they said, from the attorney general's office listening. And I wanted to be able to use hydroxychloroquine. They never told me no. They were actually fairly good about it. The bottom line was they said, well, it's recommended that you wait until clinical trials are done, but you have to use your own best clinical judgment. I said, you know, if I wait till trials are done, I don't have a year and a half. My patients die within 72 hours.
Wow.
And they said, well, you must use your own best clinical judgment. I said, well, you know, if there aren't going to be repercussions with my license, I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to use it. And I did. CEO for the company, Campbell Street Investments out of Chicago, a new owner for this facility, was incredibly good and assisted and ensured that we were able to get medications. And for the people that were actually able to complete the loading dose and finish treatment, with one caveat, we had to use rehydration. With elderly people, they lose their sense of taste and smell. And oftentimes, when we become older, we don't have much of a desire to eat anyway. So we had to make sure that they were hydrated. Oftentimes, our nursing staff, they were incredible. They would sit at the bedside, and to rehydrate the people, they would do one teaspoon at a time, maybe every 5 minutes.
Wow.
That's 5 cc's times 12, 60 cc's. Or we would do what they call hypodermoclysis, is where you actually put the IV needle into the fat pad, and you can do about 2 ounces an hour, and you don't have to worry about destroying their veins, which are always fragile. With that, we had success that I couldn't believe. So, I mean, it's not a study. It's a small group of people, but it's hard to argue with 100% survival.
How do you argue with that? Dr. Steve Crawford is my guest. He's a private physician and also the medical director from Festus Manor Nursing Home down in Festus. And when I heard this story, I'm like, I need to have Dr. Crawford on to let him explain this to people. You know, I guess, and maybe you can explain this in your own words, Dr. Crawford, when you went to people and said, I want to treat your loved one with this, there were some people who were hesitant because of the way the mainstream media had treated this drug, right?
That's correct. A couple families actually declined, I'm told, because of what they said they'd heard on CNN and MSNBC. It was reported that one family said they didn't want to make President Trump any richer, which is unfortunate. I think the issue has become political, not scientific. And certainly what we did isn't a scientific study, but for me, it would be hard to participate in a double-blind study where some people would get the medication and some don't, because we had virtually 100% death on the ones that didn't have the medication.
That's stunning. I mean, that's a stunning number. And I would question why anybody, any physician, any medical research group wouldn't be interested in looking at what you did here. You had a very specific course of treatment for people. Oftentimes from the time you suspected that they might have COVID as opposed to a positive test, correct?
That's true. With some of the people, when they we didn't always have people start out with a fever. We had, with our first case, it was a respiratory distress. But the second case, the person presented with a seizure. We sent them to the emergency room, and we found after the death of that patient that they are actually COVID positive. We had a lot of presentations initially that didn't meet the classic signs and symptoms that was being reported by government personnel from the CDC.
Wow. Dr. Crawford, have other doctors been reaching out to you to ask you about this?
Well, there are a couple that we've talked. There was a lot of resistance because of the guidelines put out by the feds.
And you told me in our phone conversation that you believe if you had waited until respiratory symptoms had presented themselves, as was recommended, you might have lost all of these patients.
Well, I don't know if I would have lost all of them, but we would have lost a lot of them. And quite honestly, when I listened to what they were telling me, I mean, from a logical standpoint, that's like waiting if you've got strep throat and not treating it till a patient has rheumatic fever. Or if somebody has a pneumonia, we're not going to treat them until they need a ventilator. I treated patients early on, and what we did was we monitored their oxygen saturation with pulse oximeter and their symptoms 2 to 3 times a day. And when I saw a change in their oxygen saturation, if we examined them, if it appeared that they may have early COVID-19 and were pre-symptomatic, I started them on the medication. And I think I was probably lucky because the ones that we started on the medication were subsequently testing positive. And we had a couple patients that didn't test positive on the first test. I continued the medication, and they subsequently tested positive. So in that respect, I guess I'm glad I did.
Wow. Amazing. Dr. Steve Crawford is my guest. We're talking about his use of the drug hydroxychloroquine, which the mainstream media in this country has painted as controversial when the president said he was taking it. You brought up earlier, Dr. Crawford, that you had trouble as a physician getting your hands on a drug that's been around for 70 years. Why do you think that is?
Well, for a lot of reasons. One, because it was an off-label use. I felt that I could do that based on my own clinical experience. And the other reason is I'm quite sure that litigation potentially in the future was something that the large pharmacy chains were worried about.
Yes. Are they? I mean, if you as a physician make a medical decision to put somebody to give somebody a drug that's an off-label use, I mean, the FDA had approved this drug for off-label uses, correct? Are they still at liability risk?
That I'm not sure. I mean, I believe that they've been talking about waiving liability or doing something legally so that there isn't a liability. I don't know that's been done in Congress yet.
Dr. Crawford, what is your fear? Do you have any concerns moving forward? One of the big stories in America today is that the number of cases, the confirmed cases, have started increasing again around in certain states around the country. What are your thoughts on COVID and whether we're over the worst of it?
Whether we're over the worst of it, I'm not sure. I think a lot of the people don't believe the extent of the dangers involved with this. It's a heck of a lot worse than influenza.
Right.
They don't understand the purpose of social distancing. They don't understand why it's good to wear a mask, or they don't believe. Some of the people I've talked to believe it's fake news. Well, it's not. Not at all. The younger people don't seem to have the same symptoms and to the same degree and the danger as our elderly. And I think for some people, it's a total disregard of others. I was recently at a I was at Lowe's, and I walked in and there were two couples standing less than 2 feet apart, and they had five children at their feet. Not one of them was wearing a mask. Or people that go to Walmart and they've got a cart full of children, nobody wears a mask. It's for their own benefit.
Yes. Well, it is, and the people can choose to follow that or not follow it, I guess. And at the end of the day, they've got the guidelines have been set out there. How do you feel about the impact this has had on the economy? Do you think that was the right move?
I think the impact on the economy has been just incredibly bad, and I don't think that the people that were making the decisions or the suggestions bothered to look or even comprehended the magnitude of the injury to our economy and the people that need the jobs to survive.
Well, Dr. Crawford, listen, I appreciate you giving me some time this morning. This is a story that the media, the mainstream media, should be picking up and reporting on, although I don't have a lot of confidence that that's going to happen.
Well, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that they don't give the hydroxychloroquine at least a chance. I'm not saying that what we did has any scientific merit at all, but for me personally, it's hard for me not to believe that it's helpful when I had 100% survival.
Couldn't put it any better than that. Dr. Steve Crawford, a physician down in Jefferson County, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time today. Wow. For I wanted you to hear it from the horse's mouth. He had a 100% survival rate in his elderly patients when he started them at the first signs with permission from their family. 100%. What is the mainstream media telling you? He admits it's not a scientific study, but it's sure pretty real to him.
Get more at 971talk.com.